Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Well, this is kind of a weird place to be recording a podcast. This is my first one for 2020, and I'm actually at our Two Comma Club cruise. So we literally just pulled into port here in Haiti, and we're here just for... We've got a private beach thing we're at just for like 4 or 5 hours. Then we're heading off tomorrow. We're going to be in Puerto Rico, and then we're going over to St. Martin. My only reason telling you that is I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going to happen for you in 2020. So welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. This is a ton of fun for me. It's been just a weird kind of experience. So first of all, I'm going to apologize in advance because you're going to hear a bunch of people just kind of milling around in our cabin here, and I'm sure my family's going to be coming, and you'll hear background noise, everything else, so just be aware of that. But there's a lot of things I want to kind of talk to you about. First of all is this whole concept. I know a lot of people are talking about New Year's resolutions. They're talking about goals. They're talking about a new decade, and it's 2020, and what's that mean? And is it 2020? Do you have a clear vision? I've heard so many different things happening, and one of the things I'm probably most impressed with is this whole idea of something I heard when I went to the very first UPW with Tony Robbins years ago, and that is people underestimate what they can do in a year, or overestimate what they can do in a year, and underestimate what they can do in 5 or 10 years. And I was looking back, as a lot of people were over the last 10 years. I was even looking back over the last 5 years. We started ClickFunnels 5 years ago. And so if you were to say, you know, gosh, back in 2015, we literally, by that point, we were 4 months old. And there's no way in the world I could have even guessed that we would be at the point where we are right now. And my main reason to mention that to you is I want to talk to you about the two journeys that you're going to go on here in 2020. There's two journeys that every single one of us go through. For those of you guys who read Expert Secrets, you've heard Russell talk about this. The idea behind this is as you take a look at the hero's journey, the two journeys that typically take place is this journey of achievement. That's the first journey. That's the journey that most of us, when we set New Year's resolutions, that's what we're all about. I want to make X amount this year. I want to have this kind of a relationship. I want to do this. I want to do that. And so it's all a matter of what am I going to achieve? And I think for a lot of people, those New Year's resolutions end pretty quickly because they forget the why behind they're trying to achieve that. If you take a look at the second journey, that's that whole journey of transformation. It's what are you going to become? And for me, I can tell you, as I take a look over the last 5 years, and literally, I can take a look over the last 3 to 4 weeks, and the amount of personal struggles and trials that I've had to go through for family members and for things in my personal life has far surpassed anything I ever would have imagined I would have to be dealing with at this point in my life. But as difficult as that was, the person I've become is... I'm so excited about. I entered into 2020 as a different person than I left 2019. And I'm so excited about this journey of who I'm going to become in 2020. So yes, there's a ton of achievement, goals, aspirations, all that kind of stuff. But most importantly, really it's my focus more on the becoming. Who do I want to be? And I'm going to spend just a few minutes kind of diving into that aspect of it. When it comes to goal setting, though, I want to talk first of all about how people ask me all the time, well, how do you actually set goals, Dave? What do you do? How do you achieve all that you guys do? How does that work? First of all, I'm not a huge, people ask all the time, gosh, where are you going to be in 5 years? I don't know. I really don't know. And as an entrepreneur, it's very difficult for me to set a 5-year goal. Again, I never in my wildest dreams would have thought we'd be at where we're at right now. I have ideas, visions, and thoughts. But to me, goals have to be very, very specific. And so it's extremely difficult for me to set a 5-year goal. I typically work in 90-day sprints. And so as I'm taking a look at 90 days, those are the types of things that I focus on. What's going to happen in the next 90 days? What's going to happen? And part of it stems back to when I first started my career years ago. I was involved in employee benefits and everything worked on quarters. We were stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all that stuff is focused more around quarterly reports. And so I think back 20 years ago, I kind of gotten this idea as far as 90-day sprints. What's going to happen in the next quarter? So it's Q1 goals, Q2, Q3, Q4. And we were at dinner last night, and a couple people were saying, gosh, you know, Dave, what's going to happen with ClickFunnels? What are you guys looking at? And for those of you guys who've been following Russell and a lot of the things that we've been doing, there was a big birthday announcement. We have an announcement coming at Funnel Hacking Live in 2 weeks. We then have another announcement happening at Russell's birthday, March 8th. But that's about, as far as those announcements, those are about the only things we've really talked about. I can tell you some of the things that we're looking at doing. When we were at dinner last night, I was talking with a couple of people asking, gosh, Dave, what exactly is going to happen here this year? So some of the things that we're looking at from an achievement standpoint, one of the main things we're looking at is international expansion. ClickFunnels as a platform, we will be able to have our software ready by Q3. So by the end of September, as we go into October, the software will be ready to be translated and used in multiple languages. But that's only the first part. The other part after that is we then have some of the major things, is that is how do you actually support it in different languages? So we're working on that piece of it. Another major thing we have coming up in Q2, and that is going to be Russell's book launch, the launch of Traffic Secrets. And the crazy thing, it's not just the launch of Traffic Secrets. Russell literally has written over 250,000 words in the last 6 months. As he wrote Traffic Secrets, he then went back and he rewrote Expert Secrets and he rewrote .com Secrets. And so we're going to be releasing two new versions of .com Secrets and Expert Secrets and then Traffic Secrets. So these are all things you would associate as far as achievement, goal achievements. We are looking at rolling out a global open source API this year. There's a whole bunch of those types of things that, yes, they're on the roadmap. And those are things that you would classify as far as achievement goals. The main things I'm looking at right now, though, are much more along the lines of transformational goals. Who are we going to become? And so I'm looking at 2020. Some of the main things I'm looking at is, what can I do to be a better husband? What are the things? And so for me, some of the main things I'm trying to focus on, when my wife and I were in Southern California, we used to do a lot more midweek dates and quarterly types of getaways. And so those are some of the main things that I want to make sure I implement in this quarter. We're going to be pretty busy up until Funnel Hacking Live. But again, starting in February, I'm going to basically be making sure that every single Wednesday, my wife and I go out for lunch in the middle of the day. Yes, it disrupts the week and everything else, but she's that important to me. And I want to make sure that I'm having that type of a connection with my wife. So we'll be doing midweek dates during the middle of the week. So every single Wednesday, I'm just have my executive assistant, Courtney, she'll block out from 11 to 1 every Wednesday. And that's going to be our midweek date. It's a time of us being able to connect so I can become a better husband. In addition to that, we've done a pretty decent job of date nights, but I really want to make sure we get back to our quarterly rendezvous. In Southern California, it was a lot easier where we could take off and we could go to San Diego, we could go to LA, we could go to these different places, we'd go up to the mountains for a quick night or whatever. Those times of connecting with my wife are some of the most important times, and I want to make sure that as we've been building ClickFunnels, I haven't done as much of that. And so becoming a better husband, those are some of the things I want to make sure I focus on. And making sure that when I'm with my wife, I'm connecting more with her, that my phone isn't one of the main things that's there in front of me all the time, and that I'm checking it. That in fact, it was crazy the month of December, and even up to now, I went dark, literally completely like offline socially, just because of all the craziness that was happening. And I haven't totally got all into that yet, and I need to get back, but I'm trying to do it in a more judicious way where I want to document the journey, but I also want to make sure that it doesn't take away from my wife and my kids. Becoming a better father, same type of thing, where I want to make sure I'm connecting more with my boys. I've got 4 boys. My oldest just turned 24. I've got a 22-year-old. I've got an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old. My 24-year-old, Chandler, is married. He's expecting his first baby, a baby boy, in February, and it's going to open up a whole new opportunity for us as a family. My son Parker is 22, and he's going to be taking this next semester off to be able to spend some time working on a couple of different things that he wants. He's been going hardcore through school. He's just taking this next semester off to really focus on him. And so I want to make sure I'm developing a deeper relationship with him, much more not just necessarily as a father, but also as a friend, as a mentor, and making that transition, that transformation. I've got an 18-year-old son, Christian, who's on a mission for our church out in London, and how fun it is for me to be able to connect with him in a different way to develop more of a spiritual connection with him. And then my 16-year-old son, Jackson, who's at home and is busy as can be as a teenage boy and spend a whole bunch of time in the mountains snowboarding and then track season coming up and making sure that I'm there, that I'm present. And so for me, some of the transformational things that I'm looking at is how do I be more present? And those aren't achievement goals as much as they're more becoming transformational goals. I take a look as far as becoming a leader, and that's one of the, I've studied leadership a ton this last year. It was really one of the main focuses that I went for. I'm looking for a new mentor. I had the opportunity of having Jerick Robbins as my coach, Tony's son, for this last year. And it was great working with him, and I want to do more of that. I want to find more of a mentor who can help me as a leader. Again, we crossed 135 million as far as ClickFunnels went in 2019. In 2020, we'll probably get to 185, maybe 200. What can I do as a leader to push us to 250? Who are the lives? What kinds of lives can I impact? How can I help support our 350 employees? How do I make sure that they become the types of people that they want to become? I believe at any time you're, as an entrepreneur, one of your main goals is to be able to hire and to recruit and to, but most importantly, to train and to really lead out to help them become the types of people that they want to become. So I'm really looking deep into this transformational journey of who am I going to become as a leader? Who am I going to become as a father, as a husband? One of the main things you're going to see a lot more of, and that is I really want to focus this year on becoming a much better storyteller. That is a transformational thing. I have seen the impact of amazing storytellers literally change lives. Obviously, if you take a look within the scriptures and the Savior Jesus Christ and the amount of his storytelling ability as he spoke through parables, literally has changed lives through millennia. As I take a look at, I'm here on this cruise and I'm seeing some of the people who are speaking. I haven't done as much public speaking in the past as I used to do earlier in my career. And I realized the importance of becoming a greater storyteller helps as you become a better leader as well, as you become a better husband and a better father. So one of the main transformations I'm looking at this year is how do I transform as a storyteller? How do I tell stories that elicit emotion, that get people to move, that create change, that creates impact in people's lives in a way that doesn't come across false, doesn't come across as I'm trying to get them to do things for my own good, but most importantly for theirs. And so I'm really studying storytelling a ton. This is where this whole idea as far as this Hero's Two Journeys has come into play. I had the opportunity of working with Russell, rereading and providing input on his rewrites of Expert Secrets. It's an amazing new book. It is literally a game changer. I then had the opportunity of reading Dotcom Secrets as we flew out here and to see his storytelling abilities. We were joking just the other night. He goes, Dave, I sucked as a writer, as an author. I can't believe anybody even liked my first few books. I'm like, Russell, it's because of who you've become. You've become an amazing new storyteller. You've become a great author. But that's because of the journey that you went through over the last 5 years of new stories. And you'll see a ton more stories in Expert Secrets and Dotcom Secrets. You'll see a framework that he's actually now using because of who he's become as a storyteller. And that storytelling now is literally being weaved throughout all the pages of Expert Secrets and Dotcom Secrets and Traffic Secrets. That was, as he finished Traffic Secrets, he went back. He's like, I remember having the conversation. He's like, Dave, I was just going to go make some edits to Dotcom Secrets and Expert Secrets. I can't. I literally have to rewrite these things. So these books were between 58 and 65,000 words. Now they're each over 80,000 to 90,000 words. And a lot of it is literally, there are sections that he cut out and repositioned in a way that made more sense, where the whole concept of funnel hacking was just briefly mentioned. It wasn't really, he didn't go into how it actually is done and what's the difference between copying and funnel hacking. And so the stories associated with that. And I think the cool part for me is as you take a look at the stories in all three of these books, you're going to find the stories are much more about our customers and our customers' customers more than they are actually Russell's stories. Which I think as you take a look at the transformation and as you become someone new, your focus tends to come more off of you. And when you're worried and you're in this whole two journeys, the first journey of achievement, usually it's all about you. The journey of transformation is more about who you become in helping other people become the type of people that they need to become. And it's just fascinating for me as you take a look. We're here at, again, on our Two Comma Club cruise, and the people who we're with, yes, the idea of becoming a Two Comma Club award winner is a huge achievement, but it's more about who you become during that journey. And for a lot of people, they have no idea who they're going to become. Others, you can kind of see the journey and who they're becoming. But I was at dinner last night with a couple of them, and it was funny. He had one, you know, he had his Two Comma Club watch on, and I was sitting there just talking about who he became. And he's like, you know, Dave, for me, it was all about getting the plaque and now getting the watch and being a part of the coaching program. Because now my biggest journey is I want to help my clients get to Two Comma Club status. And it was fascinating for me to just have the conversation with him, because he was like, Dave, there's a totally a new focus, a new impetus, a new motivation for me to help my clients get Two Comma Club status. And that's a part of the two journeys of that transformation that takes place when all of a sudden it's more about others than it is about yourself. And I really want you to kind of focus in as you take a look at the two journeys that you're going to go through in 2020. Yes, there are, you have to have achievement goals. That's part of life. You have to feel that source of progress and achievement. But I really want you to focus in on who do you want to become? As you look back at the end of 2020, who are you going to be? What is the type of business leader? What type of entrepreneur? What type of husband, father, wife, sister, brother, family member, whatever leader, what are you going to become during this year? And you'll find as you start focusing on that becoming piece, you're going to find that the achievement actually gets easier. I was listening to Business Wars as I was out on the elliptical this morning, and it was fascinating when I was listening to the Business Wars podcast about Hershey's versus Mars, and this the first time where Mars basically ended up beating Hershey's out after, you know, 50 years, and they became the number one chocolate manufacturer. And very quickly, Hershey's doubled down, and they realized, you know what, we've lost our focus. And Milton Hershey, when he passed away, he left all of his wealth to, he didn't have any heirs, and so he left it to basically this the orphan boys of Hershey. And all of a sudden, the entire company realized that their number one shareholder and the reason why they actually were focusing on building Hershey's was to take care of these orphan boys and now girls. And so now they had a purpose. They had a reason why. And literally it changed the entire focus of what they were doing and how they were doing it, because they now had a stronger why. And so take a look at your own journey and take a look at who you're becoming and why you want that. If you take a look at what you're achieving, why do you want that achievement? You'll find there's something that you need to become in that process. Have an amazing 2020. I can't wait to see you guys at Funnel Hacking Live. I'll be talking to you a lot about publishing and storytelling and getting your stories out there. It was just such an eye-opening experience when I walked in the gym the other day and one of the guys on Two Comma Club cruise just turned his phone to me and he was listening to a podcast of mine, and I'm like, people actually listen to these things. I didn't even think about that part of, there's actually people who care to listen to the content I'm putting out. And so I'm really trying to focus more on what is the deeper meaning? What is the very, very best content I can provide? What are the best stories I can tell that's going to provide value to people? So I encourage you to do the same, and really in your becoming, document that process and document it through video, through audio. Do something that you can do that's going to help basically make that happen. I hope you have an amazing day. I hope you have an amazing week. And most importantly, have an amazing year. I can't wait to see you at Nashville. Hopefully we'll see you there, and we'll talk to you guys soon.